Now, the Constitutional Court has confirmed a ruling by the Gauteng High Court judgment that the Executive Ethics Code in its current form is unconstitutional and invalid. The code, as it stands, does not require members of the executive to disclose donations made to campaigns for the election to positions within political parties. And the case was brought by Investigative Journalism Unit Amabungane, and we discussed that with the organization My Vote Counts senior researcher, Joel Bregman. Joel, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, what is at the heart of this case? It arose from litigation concerning public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's reporting to the donation to the 2017 presidential campaign of President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Sure. So, I mean, this case has quite a long history, but at the very heart of it, as you've mentioned, is the fact that the Executive Ethics Code, which emanates from the Executive Members Ethics Act, is now unconstitutional because it does not make room for disclosures for internal party campaigns and contests. And of relevance here is that the Act itself speaks about financial interests, but the court found that the code itself didn't go far enough in prescribing what these needed to be, and up until now has excluded contributions for internal campaigns. And, you know, when we think about why this is important, you know, money and politics is very much in the narrative. We have the Political Party Funding Act, which regulates private funding. And finally, now we all have some more information around internal battles for people who then become ministers, deputy ministers, or MECs.
Mm-hmm. So what then are the practical implications for politicians who are seeking positions in their parties and provincial and national elections coming up?
So our understanding is that when people who seek these positions in parties and who then are successful and then represent their parties in government, they will now be bound by the code to publish in the annual interests contributions that were made to their successful campaign. So our understanding is it's not going to be for every single person who contests a position within a party. It's only once they become a deputy minister, a minister, or an MEC that they will then be bound by this new part of the code.
Okay, so looking at the fact that, you know, we spoke about President Cyril Ramaphosa's CR17 campaign, will this have any bearing on that or the ANC's December elective conference as well?
We don't believe so. Ramaphosa CR17 campaign that definitely falls outside the ambit of this, because the judgment and the new law will not be retrospective. It's only forward-looking. And the court has given a period of 12 months of for remedy to be taken, meaning that over the next year, that's how long the president has been given to make changes to the law. So it won't be in effect for the ANC's elective conference. Depending on when the law comes into effect, it might impact people who are then serving in government, but it's unclear at the moment. We don't think it will actually have an impact for the elective conference in December.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're waiting for a year, and hopefully within that time the president gets the law amended, and that will then mean a whole lot of legal minds sitting together to try and bring that into play.
Exactly. And, I mean, this really is quite a remarkable and important step forward in the right direction for transparency, for accountability, and to stop, you know, conflicts of interest, and also to provide ministers, MECs, with greater clarity as to how they need to act and what they need to disclose during their tenure.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for giving us the information on that. I'm sure that, you know, people are talking about all that's happening, and with corruption so rife in South Africa, I think this is something that people would appreciate taking place. And now that this is going to be happening, I think, you know, that would be one step in the right direction, as he said. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.